But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real quick said, did you guys hear that Phoenix has stirred up a huge trade? Could we be involved? Well, Phoenix is stirring up some huge things because last night, Phoenix traded their lone 2031 first-round pick to the Utah Jazz for some pick swaps here, and they're trying to get the picks so they can send them down to Miami to go get Jimmy Butler. But who could be out of Phoenix? Who could be coming into Phoenix? Will KD be on the move? Bradley Beal, we know, will probably be on the move. But what about Kevin Durant? What is going on in Phoenix?
I would love a KD reunion. Can I ask you a question? We were just kind of kicking this around. Just a sportsy question, okay? Do you make a distinction between first ballot Hall of Famer and regular Hall of Famer?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
For the most part, I don't. But when a guy, I'll take T.O., for example, Terrell Owens.
Use the same example. Keep going.
When he doesn't get first ballot Hall of Famer, and I remember arguing with Pop about this a lot, because Randy Moss did get first ballot Hall of Famer, and Moss and Owens were like 1-2 for so long.
I totally agree.
And I thought T.O. was the more complete wide receiver. Now, Randy Moss, take the top off the defense, explosive.
They were both great.
But yeah, I agree. T.O. taking 5-yard quick slants to the house, just like Moss, and his run blocking, his physicality, a 3-down wide receiver. And would play anywhere, anytime. I never questioned whether or not T.O. was playing hard.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Moss, we had questions. Is he playing hard? Did he quit today? Did he not quit? What's going on with Randy? And they dropped T.O. And they dropped T.O. because the media didn't like him. People who didn't play the game got to dictate whether or not he was a Pro Football Hall of Famer. So he did it at Tennessee Chattanooga. And I don't blame him for doing that. So when a guy doesn't get first ballot, I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, this guy got first ballot. And that now, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer is Hall of Famer. When you get introduced,
of course.
Hey, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, of Hall of Famer. But I really don't care unless somebody who is a first ballot Hall of Famer doesn't get first ballot Hall of Famer. Then it's like, wait a minute. What?
Well, we'll get to the Warriors. But like, and basketball's so different because everyone gets in. But like,
right.
Steph Curry, first ballot Hall of Famer. Draymond and Klay Thompson, Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers.
And that's not a slight. Like, dude, this is, we're talking about incredible company. Right. And so, no, it's just interesting because like we do this thing. Like Billy Wagner was on the last year of eligibility. And he's a Hall of Famer. Whether he got in the second year, the third year, the fourth year, the fifth, it doesn't matter. He's a Hall of Famer. Now, people will come up and say, well, what changed? He hasn't thrown a pitch in the last couple of years. Well, they have rules of like you can only put 10 on and blah, 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 blah. But I do make a distinction. As we celebrated the life of Ricky Henderson, Ricky Henderson, first ballot Hall of Famer. No one's arguing that.
No.
Like, at all. I believe Verlander will be a first ballot Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. I believe Clayton Kershaw will be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
I love Buster Posey. I don't think he should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think he should be a Hall of Famer, but I don't think, and I don't think that's a knock.
Yeah.
But I make a distinction, and I think that people lose their minds one way or the other. And to me, it's just a fun little argument when we talk about sports. Eli's going to get in. You talked about Eli Manning.
He may get in first ballot, which I don't think is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Exactly.
I thought he was in a Hall of Very Good. How many times did he lead the league on interceptions? Like Eli got the two Super Bowls, but and he made some great throws during that Super Bowl run.
No doubt.
But when I think of those two New York Giant teams, I think of the defensive line. I think of the helmet catch.
Exactly.
I think of Plaxico. I think of Brandon Jacobs. I think of Ahmad Bradshaw. Mario Manningham's catch. Eli was fine. Eli was fine.
He was, yeah.
But was he the catalyst for those Super Bowl wins?
That's kind of how I feel. It's interesting because baseball kind of always held itself as like our standards are the most difficult to reach.
We're the most prestigious.
Right. It was very snooty. I mean, it just was. And I've seen over the years, like to me, like Scott Rowland's a guy like, okay, he's a Hall of Famer. I don't think he's the first ballot Hall of Famer, but Harold Baines. And there's a lot of different guys that have gone in over the last couple of years where I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, like, they're kind of lowering their thresholds, which is fine. I'm actually okay with that. Todd Helton's a great example. I think Todd Helton is the greatest Rocky of all time. Now, Larry Walker might have been the most talented of all the Rockies to play. But when I think of the Rockies, I think of Todd Helton. I think he should be in. They should get representation, you know? So I find it to be always interesting this time of year. We kind of lose our minds and we go crazy. But I just look at like the recent inductees and I'm like, wait a minute. David Ortiz went in and the doors of heaven of the Hall of Fame just swung wide open for this guy. And we know he was on all the Mitchell reports.
Yeah.
Yvonne Rodriguez, who to me, they are Hall of Famers. They're in. Those two are in. But Gary Sheffield and Bonds. And Manny.
Fred McGriff get into Veterans Committee.
Are you kidding
me? Fred McGriff finally got into Veterans Hall of Fame, right?
I thought Fred McGriff was one of the baddest dudes on the planet for a decade.
Well, for the 90s.
He was amazing.
When I was a kid, a kid and the Giants would play the Padres and later on the Braves, and you're like, oh, snap.
Crime dog.
McGriff's coming up in 3 at-bats.
Exactly.
Oh, snap. Get out of this inning. Fred McGriff's in the on-deck circle. Oh, snap, the bases are juiced for Fred McGriff. Oh, no, what's going to happen here? And he had the most iconic ESPN career shot. One of the more iconic ones with the old late-night baseball clinic videos. Remember that? Fred McGriff in his little T-shirt with the guns. And then when he got – I was in Camp Mendocino when he was a Padre. And I remember coming back from Camp Mendocino as a 10-year-old in 93 when the Giants won 103 games and didn't make the playoffs.
The whole thing.
I came back, and the first thing I had, pink eye and everything, my grandma knew, hey, have a Sporting Green ready for me as a 10-year-old. I opened up the paper. Where are the Giants at? And I'm like, Fred McGriff's on the Atlanta Braves? What the hell's going on? What's going on here? He swung this race. Literally swung the race. And so, but yet he's not a Hall of Famer. So I don't, you know, I gave up on having any emotion for it.
No, I hear you.
I don't, like, lose sleep over it. That's why yesterday when the announcement came, I'm looking at my email, I was like, Baseball Hall of Fame announcement. What is this, spam?
Well, here's what
I had no idea. I've checked out of it.
Well, one thing that I've said for, like, I don't know, maybe a decade or more, I'm never going to take my family to Cooperstown.
I probably will one day.
I don't know if you know this, but, like, I'm sure you do. But, like, there's Little League, right? The Little League World Series. And then there's pony-style baseball, right, which is you can take leads and stuff. And in pony, you go to Cooperstown. And there's, you know, different age brackets and whatnot. But that's, like, the big rage when you're about 12 years old. If you're not in the Little League circuit, meaning the Little League World Series circuit, again, it's two different styles of play. I'll explain it later on down the line. But you go to Cooperstown, and a bunch of kids I know are in that 11, 12-year-old bracket, and they're all going to go to Cooperstown this summer. SF Senators have a team. Yep. I know my buddy Mike Tersey and San Bruno and all those boys down there, the Mud Dogs, I believe, or the Mud Cats, whatever they're called. He's going to text me any second. They're going to Cooperstown. We got a Flame team. My buddy Scott, he's taking those kids. I'm going to take LJ someday to Cooperstown. I am. Like, I admit it. And it is going to suck that there are all these Bonds things at Cooperstown and no Bonds plaque. That does suck.
It sucks, but I'll still go because baseball. Like, I'm not the biggest, like, I like hockey. I do.
Okay.
I'm a novice when it comes to knowing about hockey. But one of my coolest experiences as a sports fan was walking around in Toronto. I had some time to kill before. Yeah. I think it was NBA Finals Game 5, and I was like, all right, let me knock this Hall of Fame out. Maybe Game 4, Game 2, I don't remember. But that doesn't matter. I'm going in a museum and I can't find it. There's like these little plaques of Hall of Fame. I'm like, how do I get into the Hockey Hall of Fame? Like, oh, you got to go downstairs. And the way you have it, it's in this mall. It's in the mall, right? And you're going in this mall in Toronto and they have, like, you know, jerseys randomly in these cases. Yeah. I'm like, that's their Hall of Fame? And I was like, no, kid. Got to go downstairs. So I go downstairs and I want to go back because I felt like I haven't seen everything. I got stuck in the Gretzky Howe segment of the Hall of Fame. I was like, damn, this is sick. Then they had the Montreal Canadiens locker room and all their great gear and the jerseys. Then you got all the different hockey masks. I must have took a million pictures in there. I was like, oh, yeah, I got to go to every single Hall of Fame. Because it is special to learn about the history of the sport, how the sport evolved, whether it's the ice skate, the face mask, the leg pads, the shoulder pads, whatever it is, the jerseys, the different jackets they wore, the ice, everything about it. So, yeah, going to Cooperstown, I think it'll put a lot of smiles on a lot of people's faces for going there. Because, yeah, sure, Barry Bonds won't be there. He'll be omitted. But I'll go, just like the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'll go. The Basketball Hall of Fame, we were going to go during the NBA Finals. But Springfield was a little out there. I was like, you know what? We had a long flight. Let's chill.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go there one day. And I won't even be sad about it. It'll be fun.
How do you, like, in any sport, how do you determine your, and we're going to pivot back to the Warriors here in a little bit, but what's your determination? Because my little, like, elevator pitch on Hall of Fame is, can I write the history of the game?
Yeah.
Or can I write the history of an organization without your inclusion? Because to me, the Hall is doing the duty of also, not just the nation, but each individual team. Like, so at some point, the Marlins deserve someone in there representing the Marlins team,
You would think, right? But you got to have players who are there for a long time.
You do.
Like, Jeff Conine was, I think of him as one of the Mr. Marlin, but he wasn't a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah, I know. You know? But Miguel Cabrera, and, like, there's got to be
somebody. He's a tiger, you know? You want to talk about Dontrelle Willis, he probably won't get to the Hall of Fame, but he moved around. He had his best years in Florida, no doubt, but didn't put together their history there. So I don't. When I think of the Hall of Fame, it has to be, can I talk about this player? Did this player have an impact in a year, a decade for that organization, on and off the field? Sure. Like, I can't write the history of the game without Barry Bonds. I can't write the history of the game without Manny Ramirez. I can't write it without Gary Sheffield. Can't write it without Alex Rodriguez or Roger Clemens. Are you kidding me? So that is a joke, but that is kind of the criteria for the Hall of Fame.
No doubt. No, there's no doubt about it. And I don't know, I come back to what Dave Fleming said about Matt Chapman earlier this year. He's building a Hall of Fame resume. I disagree with Dave on that. But that being said, like, Buster Posey... And then what? Like, what do the Giants have, look, like, down the pikes? Like, it's pretty barren.
I like Matt Chapman a lot.
I do, too.
I think he's a long way away from the Hall of Fame.
Bonte.
I mean, come on. We got it. Like, he's got to be a perennial all-star first before we start talking about
that. I would agree with. Now, like, let's chill. One of the great gloves at the position is one thing, but you've also got to have prerequisite moments, and you've got to do it year after year after year. I mean, again, we're talking about Ichiro, 10 consecutive gold gloves, 10 consecutive 200-hit seasons.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
10.
I
mean,
we got to chill off. Hall of Fame and this player. Like, let's relax a little.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.